Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5. And this is Lori Kahn with Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 for more information, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com and look at the schedules, listen to more podcasts of all of these shows, read our blog, whatever it is that you're looking for in the way of stress relief, meditation, and coaching. So today, I'm going to ask you a very important question, and that question is, how do you be? Now, do we ever have time just for being? And who are we when we aren't doing something? Have we ever asked anybody, how do you be, instead of, what are you doing? It's an interesting question to ponder, and meditation provides the groundwork for that kind of inquiry. How open are we to doing nothing and being everything with no effort? The space of meditation, really just sitting there doing nothing, but feeling everything as it happens, can be a setup to think that we're doing something. The space of meditation, sitting there doing nothing, but feeling everything, can really be the setup to think, ah, I'm really doing something by doing nothing. Are you confused yet? Let's just start with doing and where it comes in when we're meditating. When we do our meditation, we're practicing applying all of the tools and techniques of meditation, breathing, labeling, mantras, focusing on objects or focusing on your third eye. There's a huge variety of techniques and tools that you can use. And it's a really busy time in your meditation because we're distracting ourselves just enough so we don't have to think or get caught up in our urge to jump up and go do something else. The tools and techniques are great, but they're simply a doorway to feeling the absolute experience of being. And then the question arises on that meditation cushion, well, who am I when I'm not doing? Who do I be? There's this wonderful tradition that was brought to the West by Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, and it's called Shambhala meditation. And you can find a lot of Shambhala teachers and Shambhala meditation centers all over the United States. In Shambhala meditation, we can learn a lot about the being part of us and where it splits into the doing part of us and begin to accept that this is what it means to be basically human. If we can accept our basic human form and our foibles and begin to let go and trust that underneath all the doing and the reacting, that there's this space in us that's wide open. It's curious and can feel the moment-by-moment changes, both in our bodies, in our environment, in our thoughts, and even in our emotions. Meditation is a practice of being, feeling, and accepting ourselves exactly as we are. And you might notice that if you practice with that in mind as your intention for your meditation practice, that you'll start to soften up on yourselves a little bit and maybe even towards others. You might begin to let go of analyzing every situation for meaning and even willingly accept things just as they are. And by doing so from this Shambhala point of view, everything resolves itself through acceptance. This sounds fairly simple, but because our habit is to hold on to stuff or push stuff away that feels uncomfortable, we just aren't in the habit of being. Accepting and feeling things as they arise and fall away is a being state. It takes courage and a leap of faith to allow ourselves to be. And perhaps that's why, as Westerners, we need to build this tolerance for just being through our meditation practice. And whether we do it once or twice a day, or once or twice a week, or a month, or just when we feel like we're ready to snap and we decide to sit down and just let ourselves be, it's that moment where we feel into our basic humanness. and accept things just as they are, that everything resolves itself. And a lot of that tension can really dissolve. So today in our meditation, we're going to practice what it means to just be. Whether fraught with distractions of the body or their mind, we're going to practice feeling it ebb and flow just as it is and accept ourselves. And then trying this a little bit every day, maybe even a few seconds in the morning when you first wake up, just devote a few moments to this practice of being and feeling and accepting yourself just as you are, and see what happens. So go ahead and find a comfortable position. Allow your back to be supported. Maybe you're sitting in a chair or a couch. Let your back be supported and your feet rest firmly on the floor. And let your hands rest palms down on your thighs or your knees. And start by taking 3 deep breaths in through the nose and blowing as slowly as you can through the mouth. Inhaling deeply and exhaling nice and slow. Good. As you do this, your nervous system really starts to settle down, and you're giving yourself permission to be and to feel how you feel exactly as you are, which is the beginning of acceptance. Notice the way your body feels. Accept it, let it be. And as you do so, some of the tension drops away and you allow yourself to be held by that seat. Letting your breath go in and out of your nose now. Just noticing the temperature of the air, whether your breath is fast or slow, deep or shallow. You're just observing it and letting it be, not trying to change anything. And there's a curious point of view that looks at it as, what is this? How am I being right now? How does this feel? And as we lean into that curiosity, things start to shift and ease. You can move your breath down into your feet and feel your feet just the way they are. Are they touching the floor? Are you barefoot? Do you have shoes on or socks? Really just feeling what is. And then move that awareness up into your ankles, your shins, and your calves. And then further up into your knees. Then into your thighs. And notice the legs. How are they supported? Is there tension? Do they feel heavy? Really just allowing them to be exactly as they are without making any judgment or analysis. And then move into your hips, to the floor of the pelvis, the tailbone and the low back and the low belly. Soften the belly right behind the navel. And whenever we soften here, it's a place of acceptance and letting be. So that's always a good way to get there. If you need to let go, imagine softening the belly from the inside out. And then feel into your rib cage, into the sides of your body and your middle back. Notice, is there something supporting your back? And can you let yourself be there, or are you slightly holding yourself up and away from that support? Give yourself to the moment. Let yourself be. And then move your awareness up into your chest and under your arms, in the space of your heart and your lungs, the tips of the shoulder blades in your back, spreading the awareness into your collarbones, out to your shoulders, down your arms, into your hands, resting lightly on your legs. Notice your jaw. Are your teeth tightly together? Let yourself be by releasing your teeth and making a little space. Notice how this feels. There's a form of acceptance in letting your jaw go, a form of letting yourself be. The core of who you are, not wrapped in tension and stress and resistance. Feel your face, your forehead, your scalp, your hair, the top of your head, the whole body as it is in this moment, with the heart of complete acceptance. And then moving to the mind. How's the mind feeling right now? Tense, busy, sleepy? As you breathe in, imagine that that inhale is an embrace of how things are, exactly as they are. And when you exhale, imagine letting go of any judgment or analysis or meaning that you're making around your state of mind. Really accepting this is just life and you're basically human and it's okay. Let yourself be. So you become the observer of all this tension and resistance, the push and the pull away from your core state, your essential nature, which is open just as it is. And allow it to ebb and flow, learning to accept yourself and every moment as it unfolds. We're going to continue sitting, feeling, being, accepting, just practicing. We have moments where we're not any of those things when we meditate, so don't worry about it. We're practicing allowing ourselves to be right here, an observant of everything just as it is. And I'll check back in with you in just a few minutes. Notice if your thinking has drifted away and you've disappeared. Come back to the body and settle into the way the body feels. This is being, this moment. Let it be exactly as it is. Even the drifting, let that be something that's okay, part of your experience of being human. And you can bring yourself back to the immediacy of things by feeling your back, your belly, your jaw, your hands against your thighs, and the subtlety of your breath flowing in and out. Back to the moment. We drift in and out of this awareness. And as we practice returning to our being state, it gets stronger. We gain more mastery. Ebb and flow. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. And this is Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. And we're exploring being versus doing. Allowing ourselves and accepting ourselves and the moment just as it is. Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how you're feeling in this moment. Soften into it. Open, allow, accept, just as it is. that your practice was perfect and enough. That's why we call it practice. Bring the breath into the base of your spine. And as you inhale, draw that breath up your back. And as you exhale, allow the breath to go down the front of the body, returning to the belly. Inhaling up the back. Exhaling down the front. A few times. Just recentering, stabilizing, and connecting with the core of who you are. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for the schedule and more information about stress relief, meditation, and coaching. This is Lori, and I thank you for being with me today, and I'm wishing you peace along your way.